American 11, climbing table level 350.
American Airlines Flight 11 made daily trips between Boston's Logan Airport and Los Angeles. On September 11th, it took off with 11 crew and 81 passengers on board. That morning, 19 terrorists from the Islamist militant group Al-Qaeda hijacked four passenger jets. Flight 11 was among them.
American 11, Boston.
Newly released recordings give us a better sense of what was happening on that flight at about this time 10 years ago. American Flight 11 had turned off its transponder, making it more difficult to track, and the pilots would not respond to the airplane's crew. Then, a flight attendant picked up a phone built into the seat of the plane and made a call.
Number three in the back, the cockpit's not answering. Somebody's stabbed in business class. And I think there's mates that we can't breathe. I don't know. I think we're getting hijacked.
Which flight are you on?
That is the voice of Betty Ong. She called American Airlines officials to alert them to what was happening.
I think the guys are up there. They might have gone down their way up there or something. Nobody can call the cockpit. We can't even get inside.
Betty Ong was the first to raise the alarm that day, the first warning of what was to come. The second warning came from the cockpit.
We have some planes. Just stay quiet and you'll be okay. We're returning to the airport.
It's a message officials believe was meant for the passengers, but it was transmitted to air traffic controllers. The voice, one of the five hijackers on board.
American 11, are you trying to call?
Nobody move. Everything will be okay. If you try to make any move, you'll danger yourself and the airplane. Just stay quiet.
46 minutes after takeoff, American Airlines Flight 11 crashed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center. Flight attendant Betty Ong was one of the 11 crew members on board that day. Their names will be read today at Ground Zero. Now, in a moment, we are going to turn to the official ceremony in New York, which is going to begin with bagpipers and drummers. I'm joined by NPR's Robert Siegel. He's on the 10th floor of Two World Financial Center, overlooking the National September 11th Memorial and Ground Zero. Robert, tell us what we're going to see next.
Well, we're going to hear the pipers and drummers who will go to the stage of this memorial ceremony. And they represent the New York Police Department, the New York Fire Department, and the Port Authority of Police Department. Again, for people not familiar with this area, the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey is an agency accountable to both states. They have their own police who work this site when the World Trade Center was up. And they will arrive. They'll be followed by an honor guard representing not only the Fire Department, the NYPD, and the Port Authority PD, but also all the branches of the service, and we should shortly be hearing the national anthem sung by the Brooklyn Youth Chorus. I think the first speaker we're going to hear will be Mayor Mike Bloomberg of New York, who will introduce this entire event and introduce the first moment of silence. But for now, what we're waiting on is the processional, and the bagpipers, and the drummers representing the local uniformed services of New York and New Jersey.
And Robert, I can see we have some TV screens here. There are people in the audience who are holding pictures of their loved ones.
Yes.
Some have signs saying, you know, never forget or remembering their relatives. The audience that's in the site proper it's only family, correct?
Family and dignitaries. And in fact, this entire day, the opening of the memorial will be for family. And then for the next year or more, I think year and a half, access to the entire memorial site will be something limited to ticket holders. It won't be an open space that people can just go walk around in. But for now, the ceremony is really for a live audience of people who perished on 9/11 here. And the memorial is to victims all over the country on that day, both here at 9/11 and also in Shanksville and also at the Pentagon.
And I want to talk a little bit more about what the memorial looks like. From your view, I'm sure you can see more than 400 yes. swamp white oak trees have already been planted at the site.
They're little now. They're supposed to grow quite a bit over the years. And there is one pear tree out there, one calorie pear tree, that is known as the survivor tree. It's the only one that's not a white swamp white oak. And it's a tree that actually was at the World Trade Center Plaza before 9/11, and somehow survived the events of that day. The pools, Robert Smith described them earlier, they're really quite moving. They are pools filled with water from a waterfall, which then as the water sort of vanishes down a pit at the base. They will form a plaza eventually that will be encircled by the rebuilt skyscrapers of this district. They're intended to be a contemplative space where people remembering 9/11 and remembering those who died might go to do so. But I think they're someday going to be just a very beautiful open space in the midst of one of the most built-up places in the entire world. Lower financial and business district of New York City.
We spoke with the planner of the 9/11 site, Daniel Libeskind, who talked about his idea that this essentially is a place to honor memory. And I know that I believe the names of the victims of the attacks are etched on the lip of each of these reflecting pools.
Yes, in brass, and they're grouped in ways that relate to where they were. One of the two pools is on the footprint of the North Tower, the other on the footprint of the South Tower. Obviously, those who were in each tower, those who were in the planes that hit each tower, their names will be associated there, first responders as well. I've been able to see it from very high up, from a window up on the 34th floor on the east side of the Ground Zero site, and now from 10 stories up on the other side. It's a very impressive design, and it should introduce a very quiet park to this part of the city.
And I have to ask, Robert, you're actually from New York. What do these acres mean to you? What is it like for you to see this now?
I'm a native New Yorker who grew up looking downtown from 14th Street over the skyline of Lower Manhattan. We moved out just as these towers were going up. So I can't say they were a part of my youth. But, it was a very unloved site when it was first built. I think people felt the only virtue of the World Trade Center towers was that they were big. I don't think anybody thought of them the way New Yorkers think of the Empire State Building or the Chrysler Building or, from an older time, the Woolworth Building. In 1993, in February, when there was an attempt to bomb... that moment, I think they became much more loved. Right now, I can see the pipers on their way. We should hear them soon. Drummers and pipers from the police department and the fire department and the Port Authority Police Department.
And they'll be coming in with the lead World Trade Center flag, I think. And this was the flag that flew over the site until late October 2001.
This is a flag that went into space. It went on the Space Shuttle Endeavour as a memento of 9/11. They will be bringing that as they approach the site. Right now they're marching, but can't quite hear them yet. By the way, President and Mrs. Obama, President and Mrs. Bush were greeting, and now are greeting some of the police officers here. But earlier you could see them meeting with former Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, former New York State Governor George Pataki, all of the people who were in authority in those days in New York City, New York State, and New Jersey, and the United States. Are here and they're gathered in not just a completely nonpartisan event, it's also an entirely secular event, I might add. You will not hear as far as we know, we will not hear any prayer invocation or benediction in this event.
Nor will you hear any speeches from any of these politicians on stage today.
It is a ceremony of memory. I think we can hear the drums approaching right now. These are the pipers and the drummers. We're hearing the drummers. We should be hearing the pipers shortly.
And again, you're listening to live special coverage of the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Right now, we're listening to bagpipes and drummers who are entering the site of the Ground Zero September 11th Memorial. And as Robert mentioned earlier, this is a group that's made up of police and fire, and of different members of branches of the American military.
They are walking alongside one of the pools toward the stage. And in fact, they are inaugurating right now this this memorial as they march through it. Momentarily, we should be hearing the Star-Spangled Banner and Mayor Bloomberg. I think we can hear the pipers in the distance, can't we?
I think they're a little ways away.
Little ways off.
I know, but for the national anthem, we will be hearing from the Brooklyn Youth Chorus. They're going to be performing that.
I have a feeling that down there, we're now ten flights up, that it's really very quiet. Up here, of course, we're in a hive of activity of all kinds of broadcast and camera crews and photographers from all over the world. There's much attention being focused on this memorial, but down below, I think it's it must be a lot more solemn and quiet than it is up here.
It's a fascinating sight from here. I mean, to see these the bagpipers and the drums. They're marching in single file.
In kilts,
down this plaza, which is flanked by trees, you know, which if anyone has been in Lower Manhattan, particularly this neighborhood, that's not exactly what it used to look like before.
The World Trade Center, as it was, really was not exactly a contemplative spot in Lower Manhattan, and what open space was left in it was kind of windswept, wind coming right off the Hudson River, and it was not a very attractive or much beloved place in the city. It's remarkable over the years how this part of Manhattan has turned into a not just a bustling business district, but a residential area, which it really never was. Until quite recently. So there's a real neighborhood population here, and there are people who will be taking advantage of all of its parks and open spaces on a daily basis.
Well, the sun is streaming through the buildings that are there, and a light down on the trees below and on the crowd below, and it really is a beautiful sight.
The pipers and drummers have taken their position on the stage, and the honor guard surrounds them. They're now marching in place, and I expect we'll be hearing from the pipers momentarily.
Can see members of the Brooklyn Youth Chorus moving up to the podium now, moving on stage.
Heard them rehearsing yesterday.
Very young.
It should be beautiful, yes.
And, you know, probably weren't born or were very young when the September 11th attacks actually happened.
You know, one of the readers today, Peter Negron, is the son of a man who died, Pete Negron. He was just 12 years old back then. It's remarkable to think that the children of those days are now, they're now young adults. But you're right, these kids from the Brooklyn Youth Chorus who will be singing the national anthem as President Obama and Mrs. Obama take their place on the stage now. Everyone's standing below, and I expect we shall hear the Star-Spangled Banner in just a moment. The honor guard unfurling the World Trade Center flag. The flag, Audie, as you said, that flew over this site in the weeks after 9/11 and then was sent aboard the space shuttle Endeavour in December of 2001 in honor of the victims. And the flag now being unfolded, and it should
We should mention that this part of the program is actually leading up to the first of several moments of silence that will be honored throughout the day. This first one will be at 8:46, observing the time that American Airlines Flight 11 struck the North Tower.
Now the honor guard holds the flag by its four corners.
Brooklyn Youth Chorus performing the national anthem at Ground Zero, the site of the September 11th anniversary of the September 11th attacks at Ground Zero.